time to play the puzzle. Joining us is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of The New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Lulu.
All right. Tell us last week's challenge.
Yes. And I tell you, it's one of my all-time favorite original puzzles. Turned out to be a tough one, too. Yeah, I said the numbers 1, 12, 80, and million have something in common that only one other number has. What is it? And what's the other number? These numbers appear in the Oscar-winning movies One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest, also It Happened One Night, 12 Years a Slave, Around the World in 80 Days, and Million Dollar Baby. And the only other number to appear in an Oscar-winning film title is the Roman numeral 2 in The Godfather Part 2. So that's the answer.
That is a great, great challenge. And we only received about 170 responses because it was so hard. And our winner this week is Steve Fain of Egg Harbor Township, New Jersey. Congratulations.
Thank you, Lulu.
So how did you solve it?
Well, for me, the number that didn't really fit as much was 80. 80 didn't seem to be that common of a number. So the more I thought about it, suddenly Around the World in 80 Days popped into my head, and the rest of it was easy.
Are you a big movie buff?
Oh, my wife and I are monster movie buffs. We make every effort possible to go to a movie in the theater every week. So we see a lot of films in the course of a year.
What do you do for a living?
This year marks 40 years in casino operations.
Oh, wow. Congratulations. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
Probably for about 15, 20 years off and on. But in the last 5 or 6 years, with the help of a good friend at work, who's been able to scribble down the puzzles when I could not hear them, we've been solving it every week. And I've learned at a late stage that I don't have to rely on his help anymore. I can just go online and play the puzzle back myself, which I much prefer to reading it. Your show is fantastic.
All right. Well, here we go. Are you ready to play the puzzle?
I think so.
All right, Steve. With tonight being the Oscars, I thought I'd bring an Oscar-related puzzle. Every answer is the name of a Best Actress winner from over the years, except I've anagrammed their last names. You name the actresses. For example, if I said Emma Notes, N-O-T-E-S, you'd say Emma Stone, who won for La La Land in 2016.
Got it.
Okay. Number one is Julianne Romeo.
That's Moore, Julianne Moore.
Julianne Moore, right. She won for Still Alice in 2014. Meryl Pester.
That's Meryl Streep. There's only one.
Two-time winner. Natalie Tramp On.
That's Portman.
That's right, Natalie Portman.
This is my favorite puzzle ever.
Thank you, Lulu.
You've got an endorsement from me, Will, this week.
Thank you. Kate, Let's Win.
A favorite of mine, Kate Winslet.
That's it, The Reader, 2008. Holly, The Urn. That's T-H-E-U-R-N.
T-H-E?
The Urn, U-R-N.
Oh, Hepburn.
No, let me say the letters again. Holly, and then T as in Thomas, The Urn.
Oh, Hunter, Holly Hunter.
Holly Hunter is right. She won for The Piano. Jodie Forrest.
Jodie Foster.
That's it. She won two times, Silence of the Lambs and The Accused. Sally Fidel.
Sally Field.
That's it. She won twice also for Places in the Heart and Norma Rae. Diane A. Token.
Diane Keaton.
Uh-huh. Barbara Tardiness.
Must be Barbara Streisand.
That's it. Funny Girl, 1968. Julie Wanders, W-A-N-D-E-R-S.
Julie Andrews.
Uh-huh. Here's a tough one for some people, maybe. Simone Toerings, T-O-E-R-I-N-G-S.
I believe that's Simone Signoret.
Nice job. Room at the Top, 1959. And your last one is Helen Yes, A-H-Y-E-S.
Helen Hayes.
That's it, 1931-32.
You really are a fan of the movies. Good job. You did so well.
This really was in my wheelhouse.
It really was in your wheelhouse. I got to say, I would have done great, too. I love this. I'm a huge movie fan, and I loved this puzzle. But you did so well. How do you feel?
I feel great. This is such an honor, being able to take part in a show I enjoy so much.
Aw, well, we're so happy to have you. And for playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin, as well as puzzle books and games, no tickets to the Oscars. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And what member station do you listen to?
WHYY in Philadelphia, where I'm a member.
Steve Fain of Egg Harbor Township, New Jersey, thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you, Lulu, and thank you, Will.
All right, Will, what's next week's challenge?
Yes, it comes from listener Roger Barkin of Savage, Maryland. I'm thinking of a well-known U.S. natural landmark. Take the two-word name of its location, then change the first letter of the second word to the immediately previous letter of the alphabet, and you'll get another description of the landmark's location. What's the landmark, and what are the two descriptions of its location? So again, well-known U.S. natural landmark, two-word name of its location, change the first letter of the second word to the immediately previous letter of the alphabet, and you'll get another description of the landmark's location. What's the landmark, and what are those two descriptions of its location?
When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry per person, please. Our deadline for entries is Thursday, February 28th at 3 p.m. Eastern. Include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time. And if you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's puzzle master, Will Shortz. Thanks so much, Will.
Thank you, Lulu.